Eol vowed that he would avenge his father. He hunted long for the horse, and at last he caught sight of him, and his companions expected that he would try to come within bowshot and kill him. But when they drew near, Eol stood up and called him in a loud voice, "Come hither, Mansbane, and get a new name." To their wonder the horse looked towards Eol, and came and stood before him, and Eol said, "Feilaroff I name you. You loved your freedom, and I do not blame you for that, but now you owe me a great weregild, and you shall surrender your freedom to me until your life's end." Then Eol mounted him, and Feilaroff submitted, and Eol rode him home without bit or bridle, and he rode him in like fashion ever after. The horse understood all that men said, though he would allow no man but Eol to mount him. It was upon Feilaroff that Eol rode to the field of Celebrant, for that horse proved as long-lived as men, and so were his descendants. They were the Mearas, who would bear no one but the king of the Mark or his sons until the time of Shadowfax. Men said of them that Baimer, whom the elder called Orome, must have brought their sire from west over sea. Of the kings of the Mark between Eol and Theoden, most is said of Helm Hammerhand. He was a grim man of great strength. There was at that time a man named Freka, who claimed descent from King Freyawine, though he had, men said, much Dunlendish blood, and was dark-haired. He grew rich and powerful, having wide lands on either side of the Ardorn. Near its source he made himself a stronghold, and paid little heed to the king. Helm mistrusted him, but called him to his councils, and he came when it pleased him. To one of these councils Freka rode with many men, and he asked the hand of Helm's daughter for his son, Wulf. But Helm said, "You have grown big since you were last here, but it is mostly fat, I guess." And men laughed at that, for Freka was wide in the belt. Then Freka got in a rage, and reviled the king, and said this at the last, "Old kings that refuse a prophet's staff may fall on their knees." Helm answered, "Come, the marriage of your son is a trifle. Let Helm and Freka deal with it later. Meanwhile the king and his council have matters of moment to consider." When the council was over, Helm stood up, and laid his great hands on Freka's shoulder, saying, "The king does not permit brawls in his house, but men are freer outside." And he forced Freka to walk before him, out from Edoras into the field. To Freka's men that came up he said, "Be off! We need no hearers. We are going to speak of a private matter alone. Go and talk to my men." And they looked, and saw that the king's men and his friends far outnumbered them, and they drew back. "Now, Dunlending," said the king, "you have only Helm to deal with, alone and unarmed. But you have said much already, and it is my turn to speak. Freka, your folly has grown with your belly. You talk of a staff. If Helm dislikes a crooked staff that is thrust on him, he breaks it. So." With that he smote Freka such a blow with his fist that he fell back stunned, and died soon after. Helm then proclaimed Freka's son and near kin the king's enemies, and they fled, for at once Helm sent many men riding to the west marches.